my humps.
Uh-huh.
My lovely lady lumps. They haven't been so lovely lately, to be honest. They have been stressing me out, Brady.
Yes, yes.
Found a lump in my left breast.
Oh, yeah?
A couple of nights ago. As you know, I've been stressing out about it. And yesterday you said, mate, you need to book in and you need to get checked out.
Yeah.
So that's what we did. Now, thank you all of Townsville who have sent me so many messages about this.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard so many stories from so many people and everyone has said the same thing. Like, yep. Early detection is key.
Yes.
Get onto it.
Yes.
Get it sussed out. So that's what we did yesterday. I went to the GP, just knowing that I'm probably just going to have to get a referral and take it further from there. So I went in, sat in the waiting room for about an hour, standard. Standard. But like, I don't know, in this sort of situation, you just want to get it over and done with and know what's going on.
Yeah. Well, it's worth an hour waiting, isn't it?
Yes. So I finally get in to see the doctor. Lovely lady. She had a feel and she gave me a referral to go and get an ultrasound on my breast.
Yes.
Great. That's what we need.
Uh-huh.
Now, I get a little text message straight away saying, hey, you've got a referral for us, this x-ray place. Call now this number to make your booking.
Yeah.
Awesome. Super easy.
Yeah.
Jump in the car, sit in the car, and I make this call because I go, let's just get me in.
Yes.
Let's just get this scan done so I can rule out having breast cancer and I can stop stressing out. I can get a normal night's sleep again.
Yes. Yes.
I call them.
Mm.
Brady, do you know how long I have to wait to get an ultrasound on my breast?
No.
2 weeks.
2 weeks? What do you mean?
It seems ridiculous. 2 weeks is how long I have to wait. That's the first time they could get me in. Guys, I'm over here like stressing out that I have breast cancer and I'm gonna have to have my boob chopped off. Can you squeeze me in a little bit earlier, please? Now, the suggestion having from other people.
Yeah.
Why don't you just pay for it and go through somewhere else?
Which
I'm just like, no. Like, we live in Australia.
Yeah.
Where we have Medicare and we can get this free healthcare. I'm not going to go and pay for it. I should be able to get it for free. That's a fair thing to expect.
Look. Look, mate. If it was me, I'd go pay and get it done and get it done
this
afternoon.
Yeah, well, you're a baller. Look at your car.
It's if it was cheap. In my chest.
It's not cheap, you know, to get scans and that sort of thing.
Look. Do you want to do it for free and wait the 2 weeks? Or do you want to pay some money and get it done instantly? 2 weeks isn't great if it's your only option. But you do have another option.
Can you, like, when you have a referral to a certain place, do you have to go to that place?
Look, from what I understand of x-ray places in this city, there's about 4 or 5 that are all the one place.
To be honest, I feel like because I'm young, they don't give us stuff because they just feel like it's not going to be anything.
Right.
Like, I had some great recommendations to go to this place called Breast Scan Queensland, which that's all they do.
Yep.
But they wouldn't see me because I'm not over 40.
Right.
And I just feel like, I don't know, maybe they're less worried about it or something, but I'm like, can you just rush me in and just make sure this lump is all good? Please.
Well, okay. Here's what you need to do. You need to call them up and say, I want to come in and get it scanned.
Can I, if I call them back and just say, hey guys, like you booked me in for 2 weeks, but I'm actually feeling a bit concerned about this.
Yeah.
Then will they push it forward sooner?
Maybe. But the worst case scenario is you got to pay a little bit of money and get it done. I don't know why we're even talking about it. I would have booked it. Do I need to book this one too as well?
Do you want to pay for it as well?
Listen.
If you want to call yourself a dear friend.
Listen, you'll go down into Flinders Street and you'll go into that little cute dress shop and you go, oh, that's cute. I'll buy this. And you'll never wear this $100 thing that you've just bought. But you won't pay $100 to get an x-ray done to clear to make sure that you're going to live.
I just feel like I shouldn't have to. And I feel like this process should be a lot easier than what it feels to me, to be honest. I just wish there was an easy way. Hey, there's a lump in my breast.
Yes.
Let's make sure it's not cancer. And I don't think I should have to pay for that. That's just me.
Look,
I'm sure I'm going to get 100 messages from listeners now saying like, oh, you need to pay for it and blah, 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 blah.
I guess they've decided that being under 40, you're not in that whatever risk category is that they seem to think.
Mm.
But look, mate, you can wait 2 weeks. You can get it for free or you can pay for it and you can probably walk in and get it done straight away.
Yeah. Look, the doctor, when she did have a feel, she said, at this sort of age I'm at now, there's lots of glands and stuff in your breast.
Right.
And she said it's highly likely it is a cyst.
Yes.
She said even with the way it feels and that it moves around, it's highly likely that it is a cyst.
Yep.
So maybe I should just not stress about it for the 2 weeks. But I just, in my head, I thought this was going to be an easy process. Walk into the doctor.
Yep.
Hey, you've got a lump. You're worried about it.
Yep.
Let's send you in and get your ultrasound right now. That's what I was expecting in my head. Maybe that's unrealistic.
I really think you need to just pay for it and get it done today. It's not going to be expensive. Come on, it's not going to be.
All right, well, we'll just look into it. We'll look into how much it's going to be.
Look, what way do you want it? Do you want to wait for 2 weeks and spend put a price on the 2 weeks of waiting? And by the way, 2 weeks to go get something done is probably a lot better than most places in the world. I know, obviously, 2 weeks sounds awful right now. I don't want to wait the 2 weeks. I would pay for it and get it done today.
I'm actually feeling a bit angry and flustered now, so let's just stop talking about it, but I'll keep you in the loop with what I do, okay?
All right. Star 1863, Crystal and Brady. If it's worth doing, it's worth doing properly, Crystal.
Oh, get off my back.
Just do it. Pull your finger out.
Vicky from Mount Lowe, what do you reckon? What's happening?
Hi, Crystal. I just wanted to say, don't ring that number for your breasts. Actually go into this place at Domain.
Right.
And just say you need that done, and they'll find the quickest place for you.
Oh, they'll actually...
Never reach. Right. Take forever.
Okay, you reckon you just go in and speak to them and they'll find somewhere?
Just go in there and usually they'll get you in at the one at the unis a lot quicker.
There you go. All right, well, great.
Don't wait and don't be like Bray. Don't pay. You shouldn't have to pay.
Thank you, Vicky. Amen. Have a great day.
Good luck.